Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show. And Dusty, the NFL is back. And DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is giving all new players a can't-miss offer for Week 1. You bet just $1 on any NFL game during the first week of the season, and you get $200 in free bets instantly, no matter what. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and make sure you use code KSN, that's code KSN, for limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Dusty, that's quite the deal. You make a bet, you get $200 in free bets. Anyway, I'm Jim Galante. He's Dustin Hawkinsmith. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, quarter number one. Dusty, we're going to start with news and notes, and a lot of news as we're getting closer to the season. And probably the biggest piece of news for Penn State fans is you're not going to need to wear a mask inside the stadium.
What's the vibe on the message boards with this proclamation?
I think it's thank goodness. You know, that was the big variable. For fans going in, if they were requiring them to wear the mask, it would still feel like you're so far away from normal, Dusty, that I think that is as big an issue as anything with it.
Yeah, I just wasn't sure. You know, you look at what's out there right now, and I don't think a majority of stadiums and venues have really made their thoughts or feelings known about this. But it looked like the trend that is starting is to have either a negative COVID test or a vaccination. So that's kind of what I was thinking. But that at the same time, you weigh it against what Penn State has done, not requiring vaccines for all students. And I'm not super surprised that they went this route either. And to me, I mean, there's always, I would love to just say, you know, this is not about money for Penn State, but I'm sure somewhat it is. I also think that every entity has to make a decision that weighs the risks versus the rewards. And by risks, I really mean liability risk. You're looking at this from a legal standpoint. What can I get sued for versus what the rewards are? And I mean, Penn State clearly came to this conclusion that they're comfortable with this, and yeah, I really didn't think the outdoor mask thing was going to be an issue. I thought that possibly you might have to submit a negative test or a vaccination card because most concert venues and stuff are going that route. When Sandy Barber says CDC guidelines, that could mean just about anything for me. I don't know whether that means on outdoor spread, on outdoor gatherings in general, on masking versus not masking. So clearly they did their research, and I'm not going to view this from a simplistic standpoint and say, hey, we just wanted as much money as possible. Well, clearly that's a goal, but there's more nuance to it. I would imagine they had a lot of meetings just juggling, you know, the risk versus the rewards on this.
Well, I'm going to make it simplistic and say it's about the money. I think,
sure,
you know, they lost the revenue from tickets last year, and I don't think schools want to lose that money again. But I think where they have covered, Dusty, is the fact that she said they're following CDC guidelines. That's their cover. And if you notice, she also said, well, this is subject to change because the CDC might say something differently. But I believe where the CDC is drawing the line is with indoor versus outdoor. And
right.
Could you imagine now that we've had a full baseball season with fans in the stands, and I haven't heard anything about there being super spreader events and the NFL happening, I think they would be, even the CDC would be hard-pressed to say, oh, we mandate masks, you know, indoors also. What I'm going to find interesting, though, at the stadium is how much are they going to enforce, you know, what part of the stadium is indoor versus outdoor. If you're taking an elevator, it's pretty obvious that's indoor. My interest, where I'm going to be interested in, Dusty, is in the suites, that's considered indoors. Do you think the Penn State staff is going to be going suite by suite, opening up the door and saying, hey, guys, put your masks back on?
Yeah, with that level of donor, sure, they're going to do that. And ultimately, I think whether you they're not going to enforce it. Just like if you go to any store, it's an honor system. You know, you can shop here without your mask on, but you have to be vaccinated. Like people who aren't vaccinated are going to abide by that anyway. I think it is a personal liability thing. So if you come into Beaver Stadium and you are not vaccinated, you don't have a mask on, you don't have a negative test, whatever. If you do anything, that's on you. They're abiding by CDC guidelines. If you're not abiding by CDC guidelines, that's your problem. There's not going to be any proof that if there is a spread or something like that, that it occurred in Beaver Stadium and not through bad behavior outside of Beaver Stadium, for example. So I don't think – it just seems like Penn State is protected on this one, which is the bottom line for me. When you make a decision like this, there's no such thing as a win-win, right? Like there's always going to be the pocket on both extreme sides of this, which makes it so tricky from a political standpoint, obviously. So you're never going to please everybody. So why not please ourselves? You know, like why not? And when you talk about that risk reward spectrum, the fact that they lost so much revenue last year, that has an impact on what the risk reward spectrum is in the first place.
I'm still going to be curious, Dusty, this season, and I'm going to let it go by your statement about pleasing yourself. So we'll just let that one ride.
Which sounds terrible. I get it.
However, moving right along, what I'm going to find interesting, Dustin, and maybe you've heard something, I don't recall reading it anywhere, is how is ticket sales? Have they been affected at all? Are there still going to be people who say, you know what, even though it's outdoors, it's 100,000 people in very tight quarters, yelling and screaming and spewing? Are there going to be people who just say, you know what, I think I'll stay home and watch this on TV this year?
I'm sure that there are. The question is there an additional individual who's been dying to go to a football game for 2 years that might not have gone otherwise? You know what I mean? Like there's always the momentum in holding live athletic events. A lot of momentum is going towards like, forget it, I'm just going to watch it on TV anyway. That's what all these places are combating. But the unique situation is there are people, the enthusiasm for the people who do want to go is going to be higher than it's ever been before. So if you decline to go, or if you decline to get season tickets, I feel like there's going to be somebody who will enthusiastically raise their hand and take that seat.
I think there definitely will be. And speaking of attending, don't forget our buddies at GoPSURV.com. They're having a special 2-for-1 deal for the Ball State game, the first home game in 2 years. If you want more information, make sure you call Mark, 800-519-8467. A great way to enjoy the game and the weekend. Dusty, let's get to some actual football news. And one of the concerns has been at defensive end. You lose the folks that they did to graduation and to the NFL. You get Adisa Isaac with the injury. It's important that somebody steps up, or even a couple folks step up. You have a guy that you think might be the one.
I mean, there's smoke that's building around Smith Vilbert, and somebody has to come out of relative nowhere and play a key role here. And why not him? You look at the athletic profile, the frame, what Brent Pry had to say about him at Media Day, which he went out of his way to say that he was excited about Smith Vilbert, the first name really that came out of his mouth. So I think that to me said something, how eager he was to mention this kid. And then Nick Tarburton just last week said more or less the same thing. Like, he is growing into a full-time, real, live football player, not just a two-way athlete who happens to play football. So I really like what he brings to the table. And if what is being said about him is remotely true, he seems to me to be a contender to get into that second wave of defensive ends, because that's really what Penn State is looking for. And what they've, you know, Zariah Fisher is another guy in that mix. They've got some interesting names there. Somebody has to do something that they've never done before. Somebody has to jump up a couple levels and seize this opportunity. And I just think with the number of times that we're hearing Smith Vilbert's name, we're probably not even done on that front, that he is a name well worth circling at this point.
And Dustin, I've talked about this before. The last couple years of recruiting, we've talked about those players, those three-star guys with the high upside. It's time for them to start producing. I like the idea, Smith Vilbert. I love that 6'6 length for a defensive end. And I also like the athleticism of a guy who is a good basketball player. I think that's a great combination for a defensive end.
And if the game is starting to slow down for him, which that's what it sounds like is occurring, then this is a pretty good combination of things coming together. And I do think, you know, looking at these long guys, you know, I think Penn State is sort of starting to stamp out. Even if a guy is 6'3", 6'4", it just seems like long arms. They've got a number of these types of players in the pipeline. Smith Vilbert is the most he's the closest to being ready right now. So I'm intrigued to see if this is for real or if it's not for real. I kind of trust what Brent Pry and Nick Tarburton have said, that he's going to be an intriguing player this fall.
I'm real interested to see him. Another young guy that I'm really interested to see, Dusty, is Kalen King. He was picked out as a freshman All-American, which would be great. But what do you think his role's going to be?
Well, I mean, you look at Tariq Castro-Fields and Joey Porter Jr., they are your starters. And unless anything catastrophic happens, that's going to be from week 1 to week 12. There's not going to be any change in that. But I do think there are shades of gray, as we mentioned when we were talking about Keaton Ellis before. There are opportunities to change things up and get some of these other guys on the field. Obvious passing downs. There are going to be teams that are trying to spread you out and trying to hurt you with 4 and 5 wide receivers. Anytime an opponent goes that route, I really feel like they've got, you know, a couple more starter caliber guys in that combination of Kalen King, Daquan Hardy, and Johnny Dixon. They've got two more starter caliber players in their back pocket. And that, I think, Kalen King, they're going to make an excuse to get him on the field. You know, if you're the number 3 corner, you are going to play. Freshman All-America, I mean, he needs opportunities to back that up. So I'll be curious, but I think Penn State will give that to him.
I'm sure we are going to see him. All right, that's it for quarter number 1, Dusty. Stick around for quarter number 2.
The NFL is back, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is giving all new players a can't-miss offer for Week 1. Bet just $1 on any NFL game during the first week of the season and receive $200 in free bets instantly, no matter what. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.